They seem to feel that if the altoist wasn't exactly wasting his time, he should really be leading his own group, making the most of his talent instead of just taking the Brubeck shilling. And as we'll see tonight, Desmond did record with distinction under his own name, both during his Brubeck tenure and in the decade after, before his death in 1977. But any survey of his work has to acknowledge the special quality of his union with Dave and the quartet, and the musical empathy that